Welcome to the Good Book Club podcast, part of a worldwide initiative to get people reading their Bibles and exploring the Word of God together. This season, we're reading the Gospel of Mark. For a full list of daily readings and other ways to learn and connect, visit goodbookclub.org.
Hi, I'm Scott Gunn, the Executive Director of Forward Movement in Cincinnati, Ohio. Today's reading for the Good Book Club is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 21 to 45. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent, and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this, a new teaching, with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening, at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. A leper came to him begging him, and kneeling he said to him, "If you choose, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hands and touched him, and said to him, "I do choose. Be made clean." Immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. After sternly warning him, he sent him away at once, saying to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded as a testimony to them." But he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the word, so that Jesus could no longer go into a town openly, but stayed out in the country, and people came to him from every quarter. Today's reflection on the scripture passage comes from A Journey with Mark, a book available from Forward Movement. The author is Bishop Andrew Doyle. The man in the synagogue is healed and unbound from his narrow religion and his rejection of Jesus' preaching. The people's response affirms Jesus as preacher and teacher of a new movement. Jesus is reforming the old religious ways. He challenges all Christians and Christian communities today, just as he challenged the faithful of his own day. As Christians, we can be imprisoned by our religion, and Jesus seeks to free us from it. Jesus offers us unbounded love, free from the shackles of an inherited religion that says you are not good enough to belong because you haven't earned God's love. We as a community must be freed and unbound from the ties that bind us. You and I both know our own hearts. We know how hard it is to welcome others freely. Jesus invites us to reach that part of our heart that believes in God's unfailing love. He invites us to be welcoming and accepting of others with abandon. We are invited to live lives in communities where the Holy One of God is present and alive and proclaimed. Most of all, we are invited to proclaim with our lives the unbounded love of Jesus. We are invited to unbind one another from our self-made religious shackles and follow Jesus. What reforms are needed to bring our mission in line with the gospel of abundant grace? Heavenly Father, you have given us the gift of the church, and we have carved it into an idol of our hearts. Help us to see that our idea of church is in need of healing. Give us grace to seek to be a community of the kingdom of God where all find freedom. Cast out of our hearts the tired old religion of earned belonging, and help us to become communities of unbounded grace. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Find the full list of Good Book Club daily readings, as well as additional ways to learn and connect with other disciples, at www.goodbookclub.org. This podcast is produced by Forward Movement in partnership with the Episcopal Church's Office of Communications. Learn more at forwardmovement.org and episcopalchurch.org.